This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Oh, yeah. All right, so did the Lions get Daniel Jones? They did not. Were the Lions interested in Daniel Jones? I don't know. Vikings have signed Daniel Jones. All right, so look, we're talking about a team that has playoff postseason aspirations. And certainly when you have postseason aspirations and when you're 9-2, you're thinking Super Bowl. You're trying to get to the Super Bowl, even though there is an overwhelming favorite that's in your division. You try hard anyway, and they like Daniel Jones, I'm assuming, here as a backup quarterback. We had this debate yesterday. There's not much debate about Daniel Jones as a starting quarterback. He was clearly near the bottom, but would you prefer a quarterback that was near the bottom as your backup? And I argued yes. Gator argued no, whether or not it made sense in Detroit. But Minnesota's the team that got him. So there's a few interesting things about this. One is Darnold is, I mean, this is a crowded quarterback room. There hasn't been a corresponding move announced. He's on the practice squad for now. When he gets activated, they'll probably release either Nick Mullins or Brett Rypien. They already have J.J. McCarthy. But when they have quarterback room meetings, there'll be five guys in there. The injured rookie, the two current backups, the practice squad guy they just signed, and Sam Darnold. The Vikings are hoarding quarterbacks. But Darnold's on a one-year contract. And he's in a weird place where, you know, I was reading some stuff about him maybe pricing himself out of Minnesota. They did draft McCarthy, but he's obviously got a bit of a lost year here with the injury. And that doesn't mean he's going to be ready to go next year, no matter how talented he might be. Daniel Jones is part of the reason why he chose Minnesota is because he actually sees a chance to be the bridge quarterback next year and actually play. If Darnold escapes and signs with us, I believe it'd be his sixth team before he's 28 years old.
You know, I'm not a fan of Sam Darnold. I don't think he's very good. I think he's given an amazing situation to play with that offense they have in Minnesota. And I'll give him credit that he's run with it and he's doing well with it.
Fourth in touchdown passes, ninth in yards.
Yeah, he's done a great job over there. But that job is ready-made for lots of quarterbacks. A terrible quarterback like, You know, Mullins last year had some really big games with the Vikings last season. I think it's interesting because good for Sam Darnold. He'll get paid somewhere next year, I guess. Although I'm not sure how many teams have an offense ready to go like Minnesota does. And if you're some team that thinks like if you're the Jets and you think that he could be your answer again, go back to him. I mean, good luck with that. I just don't think he's the guy. But for Daniel Jones' sake, I think it's smart. You go there, you sit back, you kind of lay in the weeds a little bit and watch how things work. You're probably not going to be pressed into action this season. And then you'll hopefully have given the Vikings enough of a look in practice where they can say, all right, we do need you here as a bridge until JJ's ready to go. And it could be a really good situation for him because of, again, the offense that's there. I don't think he's a very good quarterback either, but it's a good situation for him, and I think it's a smart move for him to go with Minnesota.
Yeah. Look, I don't think the Lions are going to rue the day necessarily because I think odds are that Jared Goff stays healthy. You know, we made it this deep into the year, knock on wood. They have an offensive line that, for the most part, protects him. It feels like in maybe three of the last five games, he's taken too many hits. Any backup quarterback that you sign at this point of the season is an insurance policy. I really, really hope that something you said yesterday that we don't know to be fact, but I hope something you said yesterday is true, and that is that they are building a good backup quarterback in reserve here with all the practice reps he's getting. If you brought in Daniel Jones, he would take away from those practice reps because assumedly you'd be preparing him to be the backup. Which is fine. I don't care if it stunts the growth of Hendon Hooker. If you're trying to win a Super Bowl, you do whatever you can. But, you know, the Lions were mentioned early by a Fox insider, and that was it. There was nobody else mentioning him. So I'm very much hoping that the reason that they have had no interest is because they have faith in Hendon Hooker. That's the best case scenario.
Yeah, I think there's a scattershot approach when you're looking, you're trying to gauge, okay, if Daniel Jones is just at the market, what teams would be interested? It would be teams that are good teams that are looking for a quality backup. Because I think that's the best thing Daniel Jones can hope for the rest of his career is to be a quality backup. He may get an opportunity to be a starting quarterback somewhere else, and maybe he does flourish. Maybe he has a surprise change to his career. But I never thought that it was, you know, the Lions backup situation, they've invested a little bit in it, and I think they're happy with it. And then apparently reports out of yesterday's practice were that they like the progress that Hendon Hooker has made and they feel comfortable with him. Good. I'm glad to hear that. It's reassuring to hear that.
I hope that's something that's authentic and true, yep, and not just what you say about your guy because you don't want to undermine your guy, and you hope it doesn't matter. We all hope it doesn't matter.
I mean, Dan Campbell, as we've said before, he doesn't sugarcoat things. So I don't know where that... I mean, I just saw that kind of, you know, headline story out there that maybe it's sources tell them that they feel good. But, you know, Dan Campbell said he actually had a quote about releasing James Houston.
Yeah.
And said it just didn't work out here. Maybe it's a change of scenery thing, but, you know, wish him the best. And yeah, he could have gone all coach speak and say, oh, we just, you know, we have a crunch and we just have a stronger need other positions right now and he's getting squeezed out and maybe we hope to get him in the practice squad or whatever. No, it was, hey, didn't work out here, and wish him luck.
The quote from Dan Campbell yesterday, it came from yesterday regarding if Hendon Hooker is needed. He's progressed, which is we've told him from day one, we just need growth. We need you to grow every week, and we've given him opportunities in practice, good on good, to run our offense as much as we can, putting him under pressure. We've done that, and he's progressed. That's the best way to say it. Every guy grows at his own rate, and he's growing. So take that for what it's worth. I hope it means he, if called upon, he can win him a football game on a Sunday. Hopefully he won't be called upon. All right, hopefully so you mentioned James Houston. Interesting career arc in Detroit. Will they rue the day they let him go, which was the news yesterday? We'll get to that today at 11:02. It's Carson Anderson. Open line calls mixed in. Happy Thanksgiving on this Thanksgiving Eve. 97.1 The Ticket.